Hello, doggies. This is Chuck, and you are listening to Chuck Chat Freestyle as part of the Dog Days of Podcasting. August 5th, 2017. This is day 5 of season 6, and I am here with an update. A couple of quick updates before we get started. Just got off the phone with my parents, wishing them a happy anniversary. It was a wonderful day for them. We got all caught up on what they've been doing the last month or so and what I've been up to. And oddly enough, I've enlisted my dad in the planning portion of the podcast workshop that's coming up at the end of August. In a former lifetime, before when he was gainfully employed, he was the director of conferences for Northern Michigan University, where I went, where I met Donna, where a lot of these stories take place. There's a nice tie-in. And he didn't have things like digital projectors and meetup.com. There are a number of things that he may think of if we start brainstorming that I haven't thought of. Are people coming from out of town? How many are from out of town? How many have been to Phoenix before? We had a real light discussion, said, wait, save it. We'll be talking Monday at 4 p.m. my time, 7 p.m. Eastern. So we're all coordinated. We got it on the calendar, and I look forward to getting some insight from him. Smart man. And we also got the Podcasting for Dummies site up and running. I've been working a little bit today on stylizing it. Thank you to Craig Stepp for his generous time and talents in getting that straightened out. I do want to let you know that I did not put the phone in airplane mode, so you may hear a little hissing and clicking as the Rode VideoMic ME is somewhat touchy during the quiet spots. I heard it earlier, but I don't hear it at the moment, so just a quick apology for that. So again, thank you, Craig, for all the help you do on the site. Truly, truly appreciate it. And Santa will bring you something to Dragon Con. Actually, Professor Farnsworth will be bringing you something. I don't know what Santa, if he's going to bring anybody anything. He usually just holds up a gun and shoots it at people. Okay, on with the continuation of today's story. Follow-up from yesterday when I talked about the rash that showed up all over and I was going to play a joke on D. Victor responded on the 15th, bright and early in the morning. He says, warning, girls don't tend to enjoy jokes like the one you're planning. To which Penguin, one of our female users, said, I think it's funny. And then Gordon responded back. He said, it sounds funny, but how would you feel if somebody used it on you? Good point. Sometimes when we're younger, we don't always think in terms of how other people would respond. Now, here's the confusing part. Later that same day, Victor responded and he said, with the subject, did I miss something? What is this joke? I must have missed something, or the computer skipped one in Read All New. So either I, 30 years ago, when I was saving these messages, did not save the whole context, because there were a lot of other messages going on the bulletin board other than the ones I was interested in, or he missed something and had amnesia between 6:42 in the morning and 3 in the afternoon. One wonders. Okay, on with today's story. The subject from April 16th, 1987. Subject is C and D continues. Today is D's birthday. Last night, I blew all my hard-earned money having a good time with her. It looks like the relationship is off the ground and flying high. This is like a week. But hey, that's better than nothing. We did have a bit of a problem with communications yesterday. Since we didn't see each other all day, I had to leave messages all over to get her to call me. Now, messages back then were usually pieces of paper in the computer lab where she worked, with her friends, anywhere I could find that she may have been in contact that I could drop a note. Okay, back to the story. Up to this point, we hadn't decided where to go out to eat for her birthday. We finally decided on the Casa. Food! After eating, we decided to see a movie. I offered to rent one as a joke, but we decided not to. You're sensing a theme with the jokes here. We went to see Black Widow at the Delft. The Delft Theater, by the way, is a movie theater in Marquette. Very old, very lovely. It was a bit run down 30 years ago, but it's been renovated, and it's a wonderful place now. Just recently reopened. Haven't been there since it's been reopened. Okay, unpause and resume. The movie had a good storyline, but it would have made a better book. It moved kind of slow. After the movie, it was out to the marina to watch the ore boats come in out of the fog. This is the UP version of watching the submarine races. Pause. UP stands for Upper Peninsula. That's the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. Michigan has two peninsulas, Lower Peninsula, and everybody who lives down there, we call them trolls, because the Mackinac Bridge separates the Upper Peninsula, or connects the Upper Peninsula to the Lower Peninsula, and if you live below the bridge, you're a troll. If you live above the bridge in the UP, you're a Uper. Resume. So, what did I go hog wild for today? I got her a half a dozen roses and made her wait to find out what they were. For that, I got another kiss. At this point, I would say our relationship is on firm ground and it's well on its way to making both of us happy. As far as I can tell, we both have our heads on straight. We both know that school comes first. Keeping our priorities in order is essential to us both, but we make time to get together. This is one of the reasons I didn't go out with very many girls in high school. I feel that people should be mature enough to handle the feelings and still do their everyday work. For some reason, I can never seem to juggle all the balls at once, though. In the air at the moment are a meaningful relationship, a decent financial status, good grades in school, family ties, and a couple of other things. When one extra gets thrown in, I have to drop one to make up for it. And there's not, when you're a college student, there isn't really much room for delegation. It seems like my grades slipped a little when Dee and I started going together. Good thing it's the end of the semester. Well, that's all for today's gossip. McCoy out. Oh, there is a follow-up about 20 minutes later that said, all that stuff in the last message may be null and void if you believe I am under the influence of love. And one more thing, I told her about the joke I was going to do, but I didn't actually do it to her. I forgot all about it until she said, what are we going to do if you're allergic to me? At least I'll die happy. That's my Donna, reading my mind before I know what I want to say. So that is it for today. Enjoy the rest of your Saturday, or if you're listening to this on Sunday, I'll have another one for you then. Stay tuned. Take care. Bye now.